Today on the Interlochen Collection, we're revisiting a piano recital performed in memory of Edward P. Froelich in June of 2003. That's coming your way on this episode of the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. Edward P. Froelich was a part of musical life at Interlochen Center for the Arts for over three decades. After Froelich passed away on November 30, 2002, Interlochen instructor of piano Stephen Perry put together this recital in Froelich's memory, and it took place in June of 2003. In his opening remarks, Perry talked about Froelich's invested interest in supporting exceptionally talented pianists, many of whom performed on this very recital.
The students whom you will hear tonight are all students whom Ed heard in piano. They are those special students, some of them. They all benefited from this support. I invite you to listen to these performances as Ed always listened, with a critical ear and a generous spirit.
The recital began with the piece Semerkand's Pictures by Dilaram Aminulaweva, performed by Interlochen student pianist Veronika Oganova.
Thank you.
Samarkand's Pictures by Dilarum Aminulaweva, performed by Interlaken student pianist Veronica Oganova. I'm Amanda Sewell, and this is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. You can learn more about this and all our programs at interlakencollection.org. Today on the program, we're revisiting the memorial recital given in honor of Edward P. Froelich in June of 2003. Froelich was an attorney and at one point served as the president of the Detroit Bar Association. He served as a trustee at Interlaken Center for the Arts from 1968 until his death in 2002. As Interlaken's president Ed Downing remarked, Froelich's expertise was both legal and personal.
Ed was by profession a lawyer and served on the trustee bylaws committee. However, his trademark was the sage and pointed observations that punctuated the full trustee meeting.
The next piece on this memorial recital was the second movement, the Andante Espressivo, from the Piano Sonata in F Minor by Johannes Brahms, performed by Interlaken alum and faculty member Cvetanka Dabova.
Thank you.
the second movement, Andante Espressivo, from the Sonata in F minor by Johannes Brahms, performed by Interlaken alum and faculty member Tsvetanka Dabova. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Today we're revisiting a piano recital given in 2003 in memory of Edward P. Froelich. Froelich loved the piano. He was known to say that the role of the strings was simply to accompany the piano. And he often participated in Interlaken's annual adult chamber music camp. In 1992, he said, "My first love, beyond my family, has always been the piano." The next piece on this recital given in Froelich's memory was Frédéric Chopin's Étude in F major, Opus 10, number 8. Performed by Interlaken student Andrius Ilgevecius. Interlaken student Andrius Ilgevecius performing Frédéric Chopin's Étude in F major, Opus 10, number 8. I'm Amanda Sewell, and this is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Edward Froelich helped piano students from around the world get the education they wanted and needed. Ed Downing, Interlaken's president at the time, said, quote, "Ed Froelich was wonderfully persistent in pursuing the best opportunities, the best facilities, and the best pianos for students. We will miss his passion, his presence, and his commitment to Interlaken."
But what we will miss most now in Interlaken is Ed's presence. He spent the entire 2002 summer season with us, and he and we had a great time. Ed Froelich loved Interlaken, and Interlaken loved Ed Froelich.
Next on the program, Interlaken alumnus and faculty member Robert Mitchell performed Sposalizio from the Years of Pilgrimage by Franz Liszt.
Thank you.
Interlaken alumnus and faculty member Robert Mitchell performing Sposalizio from Franz Liszt's Years of Pilgrimage. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts, and today we're revisiting a piano recital performed in memory of Edward P. Frohlich. You can learn more about this and all our episodes at interlakencollection.org. In addition to providing support and scholarships to students, Frohlich helped the students and faculty at Interlaken get access to quality facilities. In 1998, Interlaken named its new piano and percussion building for Frohlich and his wife, Jessie. The Frohlich Lodge on campus is also named for him. Other buildings on Interlaken's campus also felt Frohlich's impact, sometimes quite literally.
One is a man receiving instruction on how to negotiate his new motor car up the ramp and into the front door of Stone Student Center. Today, both the cart and the door show visible remembrances of that occasion. To say that as patience was tested was not forbidden there to hear the dialogue.
Here's music of Olivier Messiaen from this memorial recital for Edward Frohlich. This is from the 20 Contemplations on the Infant Jesus. We'll hear the contemplation of the prophets, the shepherds, and the magi, performed by Interlaken alum and faculty member Philippe Lachniot.
Thank you.
From 20 Contemplations on the Infant Jesus by Olivier Messiaen, we heard the Contemplation of the Prophets, the Shepherds, and the Magi, performed by Interlaken alumnus and faculty member Philippe Blachniot. I'm Amanda Sewell, and this is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Today we're revisiting a 2003 piano recital performed in memory of Edward P. Froelich. Every speaker at the recital commented on Froelich's friendly nature and long lunch outings.
And my chuckle of the summer took place in Froelich Lodge. I had taken two sandwiches with me for our two-hour lunch. I ate mine and lamb chop, sitting on Ed's lap. His dog ate his. The conversation was all the nourishment Ed required.
One student, Robert Carlin, shared a memory about a particular trip to the Stone Cafeteria with Froelich.
I first came here with him 5 years ago, and I would take him to lunch at the Stone Center, and of course the Melody Freeze. The trip alone felt like 2 hours. Then when we got there, it seemed like another 4 hours. He knew everybody, and everybody he would talk to. I would be finishing seconds before he sat down with his verse. I only ate seconds because I was bored.
Next on the program, Interlaken alumna Laura Villafranca performed Frédéric Chopin's Barcarolle in F-sharp minor.
Thank you.
Frédéric Chopin's Barcarolle in F-sharp minor, performed by Interlaken alumna Laura Villafranca. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the Archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts, and today we're listening to a 2003 piano recital given in memory of Edward P. Froelich. Interlaken's president, Ed Downing, also gave remarks at the recital. He said that Froelich excelled at delivering all three T's of trustees.
Those who serve as trustees, regardless of the organization, know of the three T's. They are time, talent, and treasure. And to fulfill the responsibility of trustee, one needs to deliver all three: time, talent, and treasure. Ed Froelich excelled.
Last but not least on this memorial recital, Stephen Perry, the Interlaken faculty member who organized the recital, performed the Nocturne in C-sharp minor, Opus 27, No. 1 by Frédéric Chopin.
Thank you.
Interlaken faculty pianist Stephen Perry performing the Nocturne in C-sharp minor, Opus 27, No. 1, by Frédéric Chopin, a performance given in 2003 at a memorial recital for Edward P. Froelich. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more about this and all our episodes at interlakencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlaken Public Radio.